The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Balak tells us the story. Balak hired Bilam, and he told Bilam, Lecha Arli, he said, I want you to hire you to come curse Klal Yisrael. We find Medrash brought down Tosfos in Bava Kama, Daf Lamed Ches Beis, as well as brought down in the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvos, at the very end of the Ramban's Asogas of the Sefer. Both Tosfos and the Ramban, in fact, the Medrash that they're quoting is discussing a pasuk that it says later on in Parshas Dvarim. There's a law in the Torah that Altiskar bo Muhammad, you're not allowed to start a Muhammad, you're not allowed to go to war with certain nations. And one of the nations, it says over there in the pasuk, that you're not allowed to fight against is Moav. So the Torah says that you're not allowed to fight a war with Moav. And the Torah says Hashem commanded Moshe. That's why that they tackle when they were in the Midbar. They didn't go. They went to war with Sichon and Og, but they didn't fight against Moav and Ammon and Edom. It's these three nations, the pasuk says in Parshas Devarim, that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu Atiskar Bo Mocham. So the Medrash says that even though the Torah says that there's an Isser, you're not allowed to fight a war against these nations, against Ammon and Moav and Edom. However, we find that years later, many years after Bnei Yisrael already entered Eretz Yisrael, we find that Bnei Yisrael did go to war and they did fight against these nations. The Psukim say that David and Melech went to fight against Moav. And David also went and he fought against Edom. So the question that the Medrash is bothered with is, what's the pshat over here? How is it allowed for David and Melech and Bnei Yisrael to go fight against Moav, to go fight against Edom, if the halacha is the Torah says that you're not allowed to fight a war against them? So the Medrash answers. Tosfos and the Ramban quote the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Heim partzu begeder tchila." The Medrash says that the Moav was partzu begeder tchila. They were pirates together. There was a wall, there was a fence between them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that you're not allowed to fight against the Moav. So the Medrash says, that's only as long as Moav also is respectful. The nations don't fight against Bnei Yisrael. But once Moav went and started up with Bnei Yisrael, so then it's canceled. Then there is no Isser anymore to go fight against Moav. And therefore there the Medrash says that in that situation you're allowed to go fight against them. Now there's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban exactly how we understand this heter. If the Torah says that it's Osir, so how could we say a Svara that since they start up with us, now we're allowed to go fight with them? So Tosfos has one mahalach how to explain this medrash. And Ramban is a different mahalach. But that's not what I want to discuss. I'd like to discuss the words of the medrash. The medrash says that Moav started up first. Heim partzu begeder tchilo. Where do we find that Moav started up with Bnei Yisrael? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Vayishlach malachim el Bilam ben Ba'ar. The Makar, the source that the Medrash brings, that we see that Moav started up with Bnei Yisrael, is from the Psukim in this week's parasha, where Balak, who is the Melech Moav, went and he asked Bilam, he hired Bilam to go curse Bnei Yisrael. And Bilam, even though he wasn't part of the actual country of Moav, he wasn't the Moavi, Bilam was from Aram, the pasuk says, Min Aram Yanchei. He was from a completely different country. Afal Pekin, since Balak hired Bilam to work for him, he wanted to curse Bnei Yisrael, and Bilam was being hired by Balak to curse Bnei Yisrael on behalf of Moav, so that we consider that Moav started up with Bnei Yisrael, and that's how the Medrash tells us, that's how we know that they started up, and that's why it's mutter for Bnei Yisrael to fight against Moav. The Marit, in the Tshuva's Marit, Chelik Beis, Choshen Mishpat Simen Kuf, is bothered with this medrash. He says there's a big problem with this medrash. The medrash is describing a halacha that we're not allowed to fight against Moav, but if Moav starts up with us, then you're allowed to go fight with him. Now, if some random person from a different nation would go curse Bnei Yisrael, would go start up with Bnei Yisrael, that's not a heter for Bnei Yisrael to fight against Mayav. It's only a heter if Mayav themselves started up with Bnei Yisrael. Then we say, so now Bnei Yisrael are allowed to fight against Mayav. So even though Bilam was not a resident of Mayav, he wasn't part of Mayav, but since he was connected to Balak, Balak told him to do it, he hired him to do it, therefore, we see that Bilam was acting on behalf of Balak, and therefore it's considered as if Mayav did it. Now, when we say someone's acting on behalf of somebody else, this is a concept in halacha that's known as shlichus. But we find the halacha in the Gabi mitzvahs, in the Torah, the Gabi halachas, the Gabi kedushin, the Gabi gerushin. The Gemara says that if somebody wants to be mikdash and isha, he doesn't have to be mikdash and isha on himself. He can make a shliach. He'll make someone to act on his behalf. And the shliach when he's mikdash the isha, that's if the mishalech, the person who sent him, is mikdash the isha. We say by a mitzvah, certain mitzvahs yes, certain mitzvahs not, mitzvah shebegufay. You can't make a shliach, but other mitzvahs, we say there's a concept of shlichus that we find in many places in the Torah. Person wants to bring a carbon, he has a mitzvah to shech the carbon himself. So the Gemara says that if he doesn't know how to shech, he's not available, he can make a shliach, and the shliach shechts for him, and that way he gets the mitzvah. However, the Gemara says, in a number of places in Chas, Kedushin Mem Gimel and Midbeis, and other places, that when it comes to an Aveira, when it comes to doing something wrong, and something that you're not allowed to do, there, the Gemara says we have a rule, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means that if I make someone a Shliach to go, I tell him to go do an Aveira on my behalf, and the person goes and does it, it's not considered that it's my Aveira, it's not my Aveira. Even though usually there's a concept of shlichus, but the shlichus only works for something which is neutral, something which is a mitzvah. But for an aveira, the person who does the aveira gets punished. The person who sent him to do the aveira, he doesn't get punished. The Gemara says, a svar divri arab, a divri a talmud, divri mishayman, he says that, you tell the shliach, listen, why are you supposed to, you have to listen to, this person told you to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do it, so why would he do it? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud is a svara that he's not considered a shliach, and therefore the halacha is ein shliach l'dvar aver. Frekt marit, you're telling me that you're allowed to start up with Mayav because Mayav started up first. Mayav didn't do anything. Balak hired Bilam to do it. Elamai, what are you telling me? That Bilam is a shliach of Balak to curse Bnei Yisrael. But cursing Bnei Yisrael is not a good thing, it's an avera. There's a rule, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So, besides for the fact that Bilam didn't succeed in cursing Bnei Yisrael, but even if he had succeeded in cursing Bnei Yisrael, he's considered a shliach of Balak. You want to make him a shliach and say it's as if Balak and Mayav did it through the messenger, through the shliach of Bilam, but it's not true. And shliach of Aveira, it's Bilam's Aveira. It's not anyone else's Aveira. So now it's like some random person started up with Bnei Yisrael. It's not a heter to go fight against Balak. So what's Pshat in the Medrash? How could you tell me that the Mayav was parts together? They weren't parts at all because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So to answer this kasha of the Marit, we have to discuss a number of different concepts, a number of different klolim regarding this halacha Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And as we'll see, there are a number of different possible exceptions to the rule, and a lot of cases in halacha where even though we say the Gemara says Ein Shlich V'Aradera, but there are certain situations where there will be a concept of shlichus, and we'll see if these exclusions will apply over here to this story with Balak and Bilam, and for one reason or another, we might have an explanation that over here it is considered a good shlichus, and therefore, it is considered that Balak did it and that Mayav did it. Firstly, there is a Parshas Drachim, which is a Drush Sefer written by the same author of the Mishnah and Malach. Parshas Drachim in Drush Beis says that he's not sure if this klal, if this rule of Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira applies to Bnei Noach, if it applies to Goyim. It could be, says the Parshas Drachim, that this halacha, this klal, this rule of Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira only applies to Yidden. Maybe it's only Yidden, it's not Goyim. And he's Mesopi, he's not sure what the halacha is. So, if you learn that we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira even by Goyim, so then the Maritz Kasha is a Kasha. But if you say that angel varver only applies by yidden, it doesn't apply by goyim, so by goyim we'll say yeshlich varver. So then it's very good. So then the kasha doesn't start. In fact, there's a sefer called the Kilas Yaakov, which is a sefer called Yashas, by Rev Yaakov Al-Ghazi. And in that sefer, it's actually in a Hosafa on the sefer called Tosefes Derabbanan, Mareches Aleph Sif Hey. Over there, he says, not the halacha is that by a guy we say, Yeshlich Varver. He says, even the Parash Drachim is Mesopic, but he passed in Ziyaz Reis, that by a guy we say, Yeshlich Varver. And if we say, Yeshlich Varver, so now we understand why when Bilam is doing something on behalf of Balak, it's considered that Balak himself is doing it, and therefore, it's considered that Moyo is parts of a get a tchil. Now, Lamaisa, the question is, what would be the svar? Why would I say, why should there be a difference between a Yid and a Goy? Now, we said, the Gemara says, the reason why we say Ein Shlichut V'Aravera is because the Gemara says a svar, Divrei Rav, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoymin. Now, if this is a svar, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoymin, so there's a svar over here that why on earth should be considered this person a shliach. If to do something, why are you listening to the person more than you're listening to Hashem? To do something wrong, it's mistaver that you're not really a shliach. So that svara should apply equally to whether the person is Yisra or whether the person is Bnei Noach. Now we're not talking about something which is mutter for Bnei Noach to do, something which is usher for something which is mutter for Bnei Noach to do. It's not an aver for a guy. If it's not an aver for a guy, so then obviously we'll say yeshlich aver. We're discussing something which is considered aver, like one of the shavim is Bnei Noach or something like that a guy is not allowed to do, and he makes another guy yeshliach to do it for him. So that's the question: do I say yeshlich aver? It's a yeshlich aver. And if the svara is divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, it doesn't make sense why there should be any difference between a yid and a guy. What would be the how would you understand such a thing? Lamaisa, the Ritva and Kedushin is brought down. Says that when the Gemara says divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishoymin, that's not the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara says originally, the Gemara says how do you know yeshlich aver? The Gemara says the svara. However, later on the Gemara says that there are a bunch of exceptions. The Gemara has three places where we find exceptions to the rule, where we say yeshlich aver. The Gemara says the gabi tvichum nechiro, the halach is when you steal something, when someone steals an animal, a shor or a se, and he shechts it or he sells it. So the halach is you have to pay back dalvei. You have to pay back four or five times the amount that he stole, the amount of the animal that he stole. So over there, the Gemara says we have a chiddush that even though it's an avera, stealing is an avera, and shechting it, shechting someone else's thing is an avera, still, over here we say, yeshlich varver, and the Gemara learns that of a pasuk. So the halacha is that even if the person who stole it himself didn't shecht it, he gave it to someone else to shecht for him, so we say, yeshlich varver, and the gazlan, the ganav is chayv to pay dal vehei. Similarly, the Gemara says, by Shlichus Yad, if you have a Shomer and the Shomer is supposed to watch this object that was given to him by the owner, and the Shomer doesn't listen and he decides to use it to steal it and use it on his own, that's called Shlichus Yad. The halacha is that Shlichus Yad becomes Chai Vainzin. He becomes a Gazlan. The halacha is that even if the person himself didn't take it for himself, even if he told someone else to do it for him, also over there, we say, yesh tich dvaravir. So the Gemara brings psukim for these things. The Gemara and psukim, and we know that we say, yesh tich dvaravir in these cases. So the Ritva says, well, you have psukim, so we learn out from these psukim. It's a shnei ksuvim bon ke'echad. These are exceptions, so we learn out from here that it must be in the rest of the Torah, we say, ein shtich dvaravir. So, according to the Ritva, the maskaras of Gemara, it's not learned out of a svar, it's learned out of a pasuk. So if it's learned out of a pasuk, then we understand why this halacha of Inshtiach Varavera should only apply to a Yid, not to a guy. If it's Xeris HaKosov, the Xeris HaKosov only applies to where it was said. It was only said regarding Yisraelim. It wasn't said the Gabi Bnei Noach, the Gabi Goyim. And therefore, we'll understand that by a guy you won't say Inshtiach Varavera. However, even though the Ritva says this, but we can't say that all the Rishonim agree with this, because Tosfos definitely does not agree with this, because Tosfos in a number of places in Shas, Tosfos in Kiddushin over there, Tosfos in Bava Kamma, the Fine Test of an Aleph, and in other places, Tosfos in many places says that the rule of Ein Shlichut D'Varavera, this that we say, that if I make someone Shlich to do an Avera, it's not a good Shlichus. Says Tosfos, that's only true in a scenario where the Shlich knows that it's an Avera. I know it's an aver. I told someone to go do it. And the person that I told to do it also knows it's an Aveira. So over there we say in Shtichas Aveira. But if I tell the person to go, you know, go bring me that sheep, go bring me that object. So that object, it's in someone else's house. Yeah, it's mine. Go bring it to me. So the Shliach goes and he brings him this item. In reality, it did not belong to the Meshalech, so it's stolen. And I just made a Shliach to go steal something from me. But the Shliach doesn't know that he did an Aveira. The Shliach is a Shayig. Taisus holds that in the case where the Shliach is a Shayig, there we see Yei Shliach Dvar Aveira. What's the difference of the Shliach is a Shayig and Shliach is amazing? Obviously, the difference is that since the reason why we say Yei Shliach Dvar Aveira is because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman, so how, who told you to listen to this guy more than to listen to Hashem? If that's the case, that only applies if the Shliach knows that it's an Aveira. If the Shliach doesn't know it's an Aveira, you can't fault him for saying, Divrei Talmud. I didn't think there was a problem. I didn't think it was wrong. So of course he's a Shliach in such a case. So you see that Tosis holds that the Svara of any Shliach Dvar Aveira, of Divrei Talmud, is still a good Svara, even the Maskana is like Gemara, Lalacha Lamaisa, Tosis says this, and therefore, according to Tosfos, since it's still a Svara, we would still have to cheshem with the Svara, and we would say that the Svara applies equally to a Yid and a Goy, and then Chayra, this Teretz would not work. Even by a Goy, I would say in Shtich Dvar Aveir. Unless for some reason you would say that Bilam was a Shaggy, but pretty clear that Bilam knew what he was doing. It was amazing. Now there's another big Yisoid in the Sugi Ben Shtich Dvar Aveir. This is a well-known Yisoid of the Mach Nefraim. Mach Nefraim in Shut V'Simen Ches. Over there the Mach Nefraim says that even though we say in Shtich Dvar Aveir, that if you make a Shtich do an Aveir for you, it's not considered that the Mishalech, the person who sent him, gets the Aveir. You didn't do the Aveir. It's not considered as Aveir, says the Mach Nefraim, and that's only if you didn't pay the Shliach. But if I pay the Shliach, then he gets upgraded. He's not just the Shliach anymore. Then he's a Poel. He's my worker. And by a Poel, the Gemara says, Mamatziah daf yud yad Poel ki yad balabais. That whatever the Poel does, the hand of the Poel is like the hand of the balabais. The Mach Nefraim says that that's an upgrade. That's much stronger than a regular Shlichus, when I tell somebody to do something for me and I don't pay. So says the Mach Nefraim, since when I pay him, it's much stronger than a regular Shlichus, so there, the rule of Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira doesn't apply. And over there, even if it's an Aveira, if I hire someone to do an Aveira for me, the Mach Nefraim holds that the Mishaleach will get the Aveira. So over here, in this case of Balak and Bilam, the Pasuk says that Balak hired Bilam. He said he's willing to pay Bilam. In the end, he didn't pay him because Bilam wasn't successful. But Lamaisa, Balak was willing to pay Bilam. He hired Bilam. He's going to pay him to curse Bnei Yisrael. So he's not a regular Shliach. He's a Poel. So according to the Svar of the Mach Nefraim, over here, Bilam would be considered a halachic Shliach of Balak. And therefore, we'll say Yei Shliach Dvar Aveir. We won't say Ein Shliach Dvar Aveir. So that would be a valid teretz according to the Mach Nefraim to answer the Maritz Kash. Lemaisa, the Etzim Yisoid of the Mach Nefraim is a very, very big machalikus, and a number of Achroinim disagree. First of all, the Shara Melech in Chos Trumas Perak Aleph Loch Yid Aleph says he has a Gemara, not like the Yisoid of the Mach Nefraim. Yeah, the Mach Nefraim just brought a Gemara. The Gemara says Yad Peluk Yad Balabais. Gemara above Metziah. The Gemara over there is not talking about the doing an Aveir. The Gemara is talking about in general the Gabi other halachas that the Poel is like a Balabais. The Mach Nefraim is the one who's in Chadish that will say even the Gabi Aveiris. However, Sharmel says that the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Nalaf Om Nalaf, and the Gemara over there is trying to find a case where the Gemara is discussing the halacha of a bar. We know the halacha is, the Torah says, that if somebody digs a bar, he digs a big hole in Rosh Hashanah, and because of this hole, it causes damage, something, an animal falls in, something falls in, it gets damaged, a person falls in and gets injured, or if he dies, the halacha is chayv to pay. What's one of the cases of one of the Arba Avos Nezikim on these halachas that you cause damage and therefore you have to pay? So the Gemara over there discusses what happens if I made a shliach. I didn't dig the hole myself. I told someone else to do it for me. So the Gemara over there says that there's no such case. The Gemara over there is very bothered at trying to find the case of a shliach where the shliach will dig the bar and the shliach will be chayiv. And the Gemara says it can't be, because if I told somebody to dig a hole in Mishas HaRabim, we'll say in Shliach Dvar Aveira, and the Shliach is Chayim and the Shliach is Potter. And the Gemara can't find a way out, and the Gemara says, no, there's no case. L'chayr, according to Mach Ephraim, is a very simple case. What is the case where I paid the shliach? I told the guy to do it, I hired him, I paid him. So then we say, yesh dich larver, because yad peok, yad balabais. For the fact that the Gemara couldn't think of such a case, it must be that the Gemara holds that even if you pay him, we'll still say, yesh dich larver. Furthermore, the Shar Mishpat, in Chesh Mishpat, Pei-Pei-Sim Kut Na'alef, has a different Gemara, the Gemara in Balakama, Dat and Vav, talks about someone who's Seich Reide Sheker. The Gemara says if you hire Eide Sheker, you hire somebody to testify falsely in order to get money from somebody else. The Gemara over there considers it a grama. The Gemara doesn't consider it a mishliach, even though you hired him. So you don't see, you say shlich darver if you hire it. The Shum Sateshin in Simin Reish Tzadik Tes talks about a case. He's over there, he's discussing the Isser of Siris. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to be Misaris. You're not allowed to remove the Eivari Zohar on out of a person. And you can't sterilize a person. You're not allowed to sterilize an animal. And over there, the Chumash Sedeshin says, not only is it Osir for a Yid to do it, it's Isser Deiraisa of Misaris. How the Chumash Sedeshin says, even also for a guy. It's also for a guy. This is serious. It's not only on a yid. It's even also on a bnei nech. And Shmuel Sedeshin says they have a case where you have a guy that told his servant, Tziva la'avda l'saris behema. He told the servant, go be m'saris behema. So the Shmuel Sedeshin over there says, who gets davera? Is the owner get the davera, or does the shliach get davera? Does the servant get davera? So over there, Shmuel Sedeshin says that we say, nin shliach davera davera. And the Eved gets Daver, and the owner doesn't get Daver. Now, it says he's the Eved. Pashtus, we're not talking about that, unless we're talking about the person is Mamish, a slave. He was captured. It sounds like it was his, Eved, it was his Mishar, somebody he hired to work for him. So it sounds like that this person is working, he's getting paid. And Afal Pike, and you still see that even though he's getting paid, we still see, according to the Chumash Sedeshin, Ein Shliach Daver there. So you see the Chumash Sedeshin disagrees with the Mach Nefrayim. In addition, there's a Gedulei Shmuel in Bav Metzia Daf Yudim and Aleph. The Gemara over there talks about a kinyan that's called kinyan chotzer. Different ways where a person could make a kinyan and make something and become his. One of the ways a person can make a kinyan is if you take an object and you put it in that person's chotzer. A person has an area, a house or an enclosure, that area belongs to him. And so if I go and I put something inside the other person's chotzer and I want him to be kainit, that automatically is kainit. The Gemara says over there that how does a chotzer work? What's the mechanics of the kinyan chotzer? The Gemara says that a person's chotzer is like a shliach. Just like if I make something to go pick something up for me, to go be kainit, so he can make a kinyan on my behalf and I will be kainit through the other person's maisa kinyan. So too, so the chotzer, when it's inside the chotzer, it's as if the chotzer is my shliach, the chotzer is being kainit for me and therefore I'm kainit. So the Gemara over there says that if I say chotzer is kaina, because chotzer is a shliach, so what happens if I want to do an aveira? I want to be kaina of something that I'm not allowed to be kaina. Let's say I steal something. And I steal something that fell into my rishus, something that entered my chotzer, and I want my chotzer to be kaina for me, so that I could steal it. So, chayr da halacha should be, that since chotzer tam shlichus, ain't shlichus aveira, so I shouldn't be able to have my chotzer be kind of something which is an aveira. However, the Gemara over there says it's not true. The Gemara over there says that a chotzer could be kind of being arrived from a brice, from a posik, that a chotzer could be kind of gezel for the owner. Ain't shlichus aveira. So the Gemara says that chotzer is different. The Gemara says two svaras. The Gemara has Ravina says that the rule of Enshliach Varavera only applies if the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuvah, which means the Shliach is someone who's obligated in mitzvahs. So therefore we say, for an Avera, he's not a Shliach. But if he's a Lav Bar Chiyuvah, if he's someone who's not Mechuyiv in mitzvahs, like a Katan or someone else, or if you have a mitzvah that Isha is Potter, and you make a Isha Shliach to do it, Lav Bar Chiyuvah, so then he could be a good Shliach. So the Gemara says a Chotzer is Lav Bar Chiyuvah, Chotzer doesn't have any Chiyuvim, doesn't have any mitzvahs, so there's no Chassar in Enshliach Varavera. Reb Sama says a different svar. Reb Sama says that the svar of Ein Shliach Varavera is because the person has the decision. He makes the decision whether he should do that there or not. So really he's not supposed to listen, and he went ahead and he did it. So it was the Shliach decision. So it's not considered the Mishalech. It's not considered the action of the Mishalech. But if the shliach doesn't have a choice, something which is bal karcha, which is the shliach has to do it either way, so then we'll say yesh shliach levar aveira. So a chotzer doesn't have a choice. I put something in the chotzer, it's automatically kainer. Chotzer doesn't have any das to decide whether it should be kainer or not. Therefore, by a chotzer, for these two svaras, or Ravina and Rav Samlo, Ravina bar chiyuvo, or is bal karcha, we say that over there we say yesh shliach levar aveira. Frekti geduli Shmuel. I don't understand. Well, how could a chotzer be worse than a paying servant? If I'm paying a servant to work for me, a chotzer is definitely just as good as is just as good as a poyel, if not better. So if a poyel will say yeshdiach dvar averus, surely my chotzer will say yeshdiach dvar averus. Why does the Gemara need svaras or samas svara, svara la bar chiyuva, svara bar karcha? I shouldn't need any svaras b'chlal. Elamai, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say the Mach Nefraim svar must be, the halach is not like the Mach Nefraim. Now, so we have a bunch of rais, a bunch of gemaras that seem to say not like the Yisrael of the Mach Nefraim. The Mach Nefraim had a good rai. The Mach Nefraim said we have a Yisrael Yad Poel Yad Balabais. The hand of the Poel is like his mamish, like the Balabais did it, so it should be stronger than Shlichus. So why don't I say the Svara of Yad Poel Yad Balabais and say we should say Yesh Shlichus Varaver in such a case? So there's a Rash Ben Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis that brings the Ravid. It says that even though there's a rule, the Gemara Taka says, Yad Poel, Ki Yad Balabais, we say a Svar Yad Eved, Ki Yad Rabbi. We say that when an Eved does something, when he picks something up, it's as if the master picked it up. That's only if it's a Schus, not if it's a Chayif. The Eved doesn't have the Kayach to pick something up that the Adin doesn't want. Only if the Adin wants it, if it's a Schus, but if it's something that's the potentially bad for him, it's a Chayif, then we don't say Yad Eved, Ki Yad Rabbi. Therefore, the Achrayim say that could be, that's the pshat over here, that even though Yad Poel Yad Balabais, that's only if it's a schus. Over here, I'm telling the Poel to go do an Avera, so it's not a schus to do an Avera. I should get, even though the Mishalayach wants him to do it, but the Kapi Shmai Galia, it's really an Avera, so it's a chayiv, it's not a schus. So therefore, the Gabi that, the Lomdus Yad Poel Yad Balabais does not work. Now, there's another svara that we could say in order to answer the Maritz Kash. Again, the Kash is how could the Medrash say that Balak is considered a shliach, Balak can be bilam a shliach to curse Klal Yisrael, and it's considered that Balak did it, to be saying shliach dvar aver. So there's a sma in the beginning of Chayshim Mishpat Simen Kuf Pei Beis. Rabbi Kivegel learns up the sma over there. We said, the Gemara says a svar. The Gemara says, why are we saying shliach dvar aver? The divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaymin. That you had a choice to listen to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or listen to this person. You're not supposed to listen to this person. You're supposed to listen to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you're not considered a shliach of the. You're not considered a shliach of the mishalech, and you consider that you're doing your own action. So we say in shliach v'arver. The Sma explains that who are we talking to? Who are we talking? Is the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Svar, is the Gemara talking to the Mishalech, or is the Gemara talking to the Shliach? The Sma says that the Gemara is talking to the Mishalech. That means like this. Mr. Mishalech. The Mishalech says, he tells to the Shliach, he says, I want you to go do an Aver. Go do an Aver and do it on my behalf. So, the Sma says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin tells me that it's the Torah is saying to the Mishalech, you think that you made this guy a shliach, and that when he's doing it on your behalf? Since the Torah says that he's not supposed to do something on your behalf, he's not supposed to do an aver on your behalf, and if he would do it, he's not doing it for you, therefore the Mishalech doesn't have das that this guy is really going to do it. Meaning the Mishalech told the shliach, go do an aver. Well, he thinks the shliach is actually going to go ahead and do an aver. Well, who in the right mind is going to go do an aver? So even though the Mishalech told the shliach to do it, the Mishalech did not rely, he was not relying on the fact, he didn't actually think the shliach would go ahead and do it. So since that's the case, he never really made him a shliach, because he never really had a gemiras das to make him into a shliach, and therefore even if the shliach does it, it's not considered that he's a shliach. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiveger, Gevald Gechidish, what happens if I tell someone who is a Yisro Mummer, he's a mummer, he doesn't keep halacha anyways, he doesn't listen to the Torah anyways, and I tell him, go be my shliach to go do an aveira. According to the Sma, says Rabbi Kiveger, we should say, yeh shliach dvar aveira. Because the only reason why we say Einshtichl de Aravera is because the Sword of the Rav de Talmud tells me that the Mishleach wasn't really relying on the Shleach. But if it's something where Yitaka thinks that it's very likely that the Shleach is actually going to listen and do it because the Shleach doesn't keep the Torah anyways, so then in such a case, Avad will say Yishtichl de Aravera, and the Mishleach Taka gets the Aravera. Obviously, according to the Svara, even though we could say that Balak and Bilam are on their way to go do an Aveira, but Lamaisa, Bilam is Haka wants to do it. Balak, when he hired Bilam to do it, when he told Bilam to do it, he really expected that Bilam was actually going to do it. We can't say as far he didn't think that Bilam would go through with it. He thought Bilam wouldn't actually end up doing it. No, he thought Bilam tried. Yitaka wanted to go do it. And Yitaka wanted to go curse Klal Yisrael. So it's no worse than Yisrael Mumer. So even if you tell me that really the halacha is in Sheikh Varavera by a guy, that's only by a guy that we presume is Makvid, that he wants to keep the Torah. He wants to keep the Shevim Mitzvot Venech. But somebody like Bilam is a chayra, at least as bad as Yisrael Mumer. So near such a case, Avada will say, we would say, Yesh Diach Varavera. Now, it's very interesting teretz that the Chidah brings down in one of his form. His Sefer Pnei David al Torah and Parashas Balak Eis Gimel, he quotes a Sefer called Eitz Chaim that was written by Reb Chaim Abu Lafia. And he says like this, he says, we mentioned earlier that the Gemara says Mam Tzir and Daf Yudim and Beis that there are, even though we say in Sheikh Varavera, but there are exceptions to the rule. We said by a Chotzer, even though a Chotzer is Tam Shlichas, we'll still say Yeshlich Varavera. Why? Because there's an exception to the rule of Yeshlich Varavera. Sometimes there will be Shlichas. So we said there are two Svaras. Ravina says that when the Shlich is not a Bar Chiyuv, when the Shlich is somebody, you send someone to do something, when the Shlich itself is not Mechuyiv in this particular Mitzvah or Avera, then we'll say Yeshlich Varavera. And Rav Sama says that if that the Shliach is somebody who is going to do it Bal Karcha, he doesn't have any Bechira, he doesn't have any choice in the matter, so he has to do it like the Chotzer. So then we say, Gei Shliach Levaraver. Says Rav Chaim Abu Lafia, so he says, what happens if the Mishalech, the person who told you to go do an Aveira, is a Melech? He's a king. So if a king goes and he tells you, go do an Aveira, so you're right, you know, I don't want to go do an Avera, but if the king goes and tells me to do it, he's pretty scared, right? If you don't listen to the king, he's going to kill you. So, says Reb Chaim Abu Lafia, that this case, L'chair, would be a scenario that would be considered like someone who's Oysa Bal Karcha. And according to Reb Sam and the Gemara, when the Shliach is doing it Bal Karcha, he doesn't have a choice, he's definitely going to do it. So then Halacha is, we say, so according to Rav Sama, you have a case that we're over here. He says Balak is a melech. Balak is a king, and he's telling Bilam, go ahead and do it. And Bilam doesn't have a choice since he's a melech. He has to go do it. So in Mela, this would be a case. In this tzir, Avad will say Yeshdich Advaravera. So it's interesting that Reb Chaim Abu Lafia says he wants to read this into the psukim themselves. The pasuk says that Balak told Bilam, he sent a message to Bilam, he said, L'chona orli, he said, please curse B'nai Yisrael. So he said, why do you say L'chona orli, curse for me? Because Balak was trying to tell Bilam, he said, I'm telling you to do it, and I'm a melech, so you have to listen to me. So now it's considered that it's my Avera, and it's not your Avera, so it won't be your Avera, so now you can go ahead and do it. And now the Mishalech will be chayiv. Bilam said, very nice, you're a melech. But the Yuchalaver is Pi Hashem, I still can't listen to you. What was Bilam saying? Bilam was saying, no, that's not the halacha. The halacha is like the other shita, the shita Ravina. It's not totally whether it's Bal Karcha or not. It's totally whether you're Bar Chiyuva. The Yuchalaver is Pi Hashem. Hashem said not to. If Hashem said that you can't do it, so now the halacha is that I can't do it. So if he does all the Svar of Ravina, it's not totally whether you're Bal Karcha. It's totally whether you're Bar Chiyuva. Now he's Bar Chiyuva, so he can't listen. The MS is that this Yisoid, that by a Melech will say Yishlich V'Aravero, I saw in the Sefer Minchas Mardachim, my Rebbe, my Mardachim, Eloi Shlito. He's Mitzayin that the Yisoid already says in Radak. Radak in Shmuel Beis, in Perakid Beis, Pasuk Tes, over there is a famous Pasuk that the Gemara quotes, Oysarak, the Becher of Ne'amai, that the story goes that David HaMelech arranged that Uriah Achiti should get killed. Uriah was a soldier in the war, against the Cherub Ne'amin. So David sent a message to Yoav, you should put Uriah Achiti on the front lines, and that way you'll be more likely to get killed. And Kachav, that's what happened, and Uriah ended up getting killed. And the Navi came, and he gave Techocha. He gave Techocha the Navi Malcha. He said, Rakta, you killed Uriah. What do you mean I killed Uriah? I didn't do anything. I made a shliach to go kill him. I'll have a Cherub Ne'amin kill him. So the Gemara already discusses this. What in Shlichus are there? So you're not chayim. So the Radak learns pshat in the pasuk that Oisirak the Cherub Ne'amin is, you're right. Usually we'll say in Shlichus are there. So why should David be chayim? But since over here David is a melech, so whatever he says, you have to listen according to the swara that Pasang's Bakarach, we say Yeshlich the Maravero. So if you're in such a case, Avado, first will be Yubichai, will say, Oisirak the Cherub Ne'amin, your taka, the David is taka on the hook, because you say Yeshlich the Maravero. The emphasis is in Etzim Svar the Chidah, you could be mefakfik a little bit, because the Chidah sounds like he's saying that Balg was telling Bilam, since Yeshlich the Maravero, so therefore you should listen to me, and I'm gonna get the Avera. I mean, why does Balg care if he gets the Avera, or Bilam gets the Avera? It sounds like he's coming to tell him that you don't have to worry about getting punished, because since Yeshlich the Maravero, so I'll get the Avera, and you won't get the Avera. The emphasis is that it's not really true. Because we mentioned earlier that there are certain cases in halacha where we say yeshdiach varavera, and in exceptions where we say yeshdiach varavera, the halacha is over there that even if I say yeshdiach varavera, that just means that the mishlech also gets an aver. The shli, besides the shliach did aver, the shliach will get aver. If for some external reason why the shliach is not going to be a baruch yuvah, so then the shliach won't get aver. But if the shliach is a baruch yuvah, and the mishliach sent the shliach to go do it, and in a case where I say yesh shliach dvar aver, and the shliach went ahead and did it, so then they both get an aver. The shliach gets an aver, and the shliach gets an aver. It's more like that. If you look in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis in Chosh and Mishpat, over there it's before in the Sma and the Shach that the shliach also gets an aver. Could be the chidod is saying what the Chachaim Abalafi is chayluk over there. Could be he disagrees. But al kopanim, that's the nekuda. A shtugan nekuda to be mefakfik on the words of the chidod. So we mentioned so far four terutzim. If we summarize, we have the svara of the parashas Drachim that says by a guy we say yesh shliach dvar aver, and amach the frayim that by a yad poyel, if you're paying him, then it's more chomer. You have a svara of the sma that by a yisrael mumer we say yesh shliach dvar aver. And you have the svara of the chidod that by a melech, since he's machrich about karchi, we'll say yesh shliach dvar aver. The emes is that's in kash of the marit. You have to understand what was marit's kash. Marit saying that Bilam was hired by Balak, so Balak made Bilam a shliach to go curse Bnei Yisrael. So why is Balak on the hook? Why do we say that it's Mayav start up with Bnei Yisrael? Why is Balak on the hook? I ain't shliach dvar avera. So the emes is, what's the avera here? Where's the avera? Balak told Bilam, I want you to go curse Bnei Yisrael. Is the Isser to curse Bnei Yisrael? Now we know if somebody's a Yisrael, is an Isser in Kal Chavera, you're not allowed to curse your friend. But is there Isser for a Ben Noach to curse another Ben Noach? Or even for Isser for Ben Noach to curse a Yisrael? One of the Shavits Ben Noach is Mikal, is Marach as Hashem, is someone who curses Hashem. But someone who doesn't curse Hashem, a Ben Noach, who curses another person, whether it's another Ben Noach, or whether it's a Yisrael, Kibshuta, we don't find that this should be an aver. It's not one of the Shem Mitzvah Nenech, it's not an aver. So where's the aver over here? What do you mean, Shliach Dvar Aver? What's going on? So the emes is that it's true that it's not one of the Shem Mitzvah Nenech. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Bilam. Bilam asked Hashem, he said, oh, can I go curse Bnei Yisrael? And Hashem said, no. Hashem said very clearly, like Sor or something, he said, no, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to curse Bnei Yisrael. So even if we say that it's not one of the Shevet Mitzvah Bnei Noach, but Bilam definitely had a command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do it, that he's not allowed to do it. Like the Chidah himself brings in the Pasuk says, Lo'yuchal la'aver es pi Hashem. Hashem said, Hashem told me not to do it. Now, the fact that Bilam was commanded by Hashem not to do it will make it an Aveira for Bilam if Bilam goes ahead and curses Bnei Yisrael. But that doesn't make it an Aveira for Balak. So now we have a very interesting scenario. And the scenario is like this. What happens? We spoke about the halachas of Ein Shliach Dvar Aver. So we spoke about a case. Gemara already speaks about a case where the Mishalech is a Baruch Yuva. The Mishalech is not allowed to do this Avera, but he sends the Shliach. He sends someone who's a Kotlan, he sends a guy, he sends someone else to go do it for him, a isha, someone who's not a bar chayuva, and the Gemara says that, at least it's machlokes, according to Ravina, the halacha is that we'll say, yei shliach lidvar aver in such a case. What about if it's the other way around? What about if the mishaleach is not a bar chayuva? The mishaleach, the person who made the shliach to go do this action, he doesn't have this aver. It's not an aver. If he would do it himself, he would get no aver. But he's telling the shliach to go do something which, if the shliach does it, the shliach will get an aver. If the mishaleach, had the mishaleach not told the shliach to do it, then if the shliach will go do it himself, the shliach will get an aver. So in such a scenario where the mishaleach is not a bar chayuva, but the shliach is a bar chayuva, what do we say in such a case? Do we say ein shliach ledvar aver in such a case? Or do we say ein shliach ledvar aver? So there's a ketzayis achayshin, simin kuf hei sivkot n'alef. The ketzayis achayshin wants to bring a raya from a toisis and gittin. We don't have time to go into the raya, the exact raya from toisis and gittin. But the ketzayis says that he has a proof that if the mishaleach doesn't have an avera, the mishaleach is not getting an avera, then there's no such rule. The rule of ein shliach ledvar avera only applies if the mishaleach gets an avera. If the mishaleach doesn't have an avera, again, the shliach would have an avera, then avada will say, yei shliach ledvar avera. And if that's the case, so that's a very, very simple answer to the Maritz Kasha. Bolok is not a bar chiyuv over here, Bilam is. Bilam was commanded by Hashem not to curse Bnei Yisrael. But we say Avada, when Bilam goes ahead and he curses Bnei Yisrael, true, maybe it might be that Bilam will get an Avera, but Balak won't get an Avera. If Balak won't get an Avera, so then you'll say, Yesh Dil Var Avera, and now it's considered that Balak did it, and now Mayov, it's part of second part, so get the Tril. However, the Stipler in Kilos Yaakov, in Kedusha Simulamit Test, is very bothered with the Ketzois. Stipler says, it doesn't seem to make sense. We said before that the Holy Soid of Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, the Gemara says a Svara, Divir Rav, Divir Talmud, Divir Mishayman, said that you tell the Shliach, why on earth are you listening to this guy? You should listen to Hashem. So, if that's the reason why we say Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, so we have to look at the Shliach, get into the mind of the Shliach. Mr. Shliach, should you do this? Do you think you should do this, or do you think you should not do it? He's going to say, I shouldn't do it, because if I do it, I'm going to get an Avera. Definitely, if you learn, like the Sva and the Shach and Sereis HaLik Beis, that the Shliach gets an Avera, even if I say, Yei Shliach Dvar Avera, but the Shliach also gets an Avera, so either way I'm stuck. Whatever I do, if I Yei Shliach and Yei Shliach, the Shliach is going to get an Avera. So he's not going to do it, he's not going to want to do it, the Torah says he's not supposed to do it. So we say, Divri Rav, Divri Talmud, Divri Mishayim. So the Svara applies, if the Svara applies, so then we should say, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. Not like the Ktsoi. The Ktsoi says, even in such case, Yei Shliach Ledvar Avera. Now, you tell me, the Ritter says, it's not totally in a Svara. It's what's it called? The Maskaros of Gemara, it's based on a Pasuk. True, that's very good, but the Ktsoi himself is going in Tosis. And the Ktsoi is coming to him with Taik at Tosis. Tosis himself, we said before, doesn't hold the Ritter. Tosis says, even the Maskaros is a Svara, Yei Shliach Ledvar Avera, Debriyat Debriyat Talmud. And the Rai is, because if the Shliach is a Shege, then you'll say, Yei Shliach Ledvar Avera. So when Shitas of Tosis himself, it doesn't make any sense to say, in such a case, we'll say Yei Shliach Ledvar Avera. And in truth, Mefarshim Ramitzayin, the Chasam Sofer, the Shuvan Arachayim Sin Reish Aleph, already says very clearly, not like the Ktzayis. This is about the Svar of Divri Rav Divri Atam. And the Svar of Divri Rav Divri Atam, Divri Mishayim, and Avado, you would say in such a case, they would say Yei Shliach Ledvar Avera. So if I would go with the Ktzayis, and I would say that it's not. I would go with the other Rishonim and the Ritva and say it's not telling the Svara Divri Rav Divri Talmud. It's telling the Pasuk. So then I could say Nechanami will say Yei Shliach Ledvar Avera in such a case. We said earlier that if you go that it's not a Svara, you could already say the other Kilos Yaakov, the Parshas Drachim Svara, that by a guy will always say Yei Shliach Ledvar Avera. So if I don't hold like the Svara of Divri Rav Divri Talmud, the only way out of the kasha is to say that I don't hold of the Svara Lamaskana. If I do hold of the Svara Lamaskana, so then the only ways out are to say the other truths. Now we said either the Machle Frayim, it's Ed Poyle, or we'll say the Sma Svara, that if he's Yisrael Mummer, or we'll say the Hidal Svara, that he's Mukhuk to do it because he's a Melech. But those are the answers, though these are the Mahalchan that we'll have to say in order to get out of the problem of why Bilam is considered Balash Shliach.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.